A new billboard on Grand Avenue in downtown Phoenix is creating waves across the country. It depicts a scowling President Donald Trump surrounded by red atom bomb clouds and swastikas configured as dollar signs. President Trump is wearing a Russian flag pin on his lapel.
Images of the billboard went viral over the weekend, and now the artist who created it, ASU graduate Karen Fiorito, is receiving death threats. And the show's Lauren Gilger spoke with her earlier this morning and joins us now. So, Lauren, we understand this wasn't the first billboard she's done that's garnered a lot of attention.
That's right. In 2004, she partnered with the owners of the billboard another time to create one that depicts then-President George W. Bush and some of his top officials. It read, "Dear America, we lied to you for your own good. Now trust us." So she said when she started planning this billboard, she wanted to speak out again about what she sees as the beginning of a fascist regime, in Washington.
Basically, I was watching a lot of news, and I, like a lot of people, were getting upset about what was going on with the Muslim ban and the immigration and the refugees, and also what's going on with healthcare, the environment, this kind of white supremacist cabinet we have. And it all feels to a lot of us that we're headed towards this sort of dictatorship or fascist regime where the truth is not the truth anymore. Facts are not facts, and it's only whatever the party line is that you have to get behind.
I wonder, though, do you think this messaging is extreme? Using Nazi symbolism, the atom bomb, these are really extreme moments in our history. Why these images?
Exactly what you said. This is an extreme moment in our history, and I felt like this message had to be powerful. It had to be strong. It's my freedom to say what I want and how I want to express it. I'm definitely not a Nazi, and I don't support Nazism. That's not the point of the swastikas. The whole point of the swastikas is to point out how money and greed corrupt our society. You know, I looked at a lot of Russian propaganda and North Korean propaganda posters, and I wanted that feeling that they have of this fascist or dictatorship that will not be questioned and has ultimate authority.
In a lot of the articles that have been written about this sort of went viral, you've talked about the advantage of billboards, that they reach this larger audience, and you've certainly done that with this. It is everywhere right now. Were you surprised at the massive reaction that this has gotten?
Yes, I have been very surprised. I've done things before where I've gotten death threats or, you know, things have gone semi-viral, but nothing like this. But I think this is a very extreme time. I think that's why you see a lot of division and you see a lot of anger on both sides of the issue.
Mm-hmm. You knew this would be controversial, but did you expect death threats?
Yeah, I did. I had gotten them before for doing the Bush billboard. The difference with this one is they got my phone number, they've been calling us.
Do you think, though, that artists sort of have a responsibility to speak out politically or otherwise when they feel like freedom specifically of expression may be under threat?
I think that's when it's their duty and their obligation to speak out is when our freedoms are under threat. You know, I just remembered, I just had a thought of Kathy Kollwitz, who's a great printmaker artist in the 1930s. She was very political and outspoken and did these beautiful woodcuts that were anti-Nazi, anti-war, and she had to flee Germany because of her outspokenness. I think that happens to a lot of artists. That definitely happened in Nazi Germany in the 30s, and I think there's something similar going on right now where the only people who are speaking out and speaking up are the activists and the artists. We are all getting attacked. Protesters are getting attacked. Artists are getting attacked. The press is getting attacked, and these are our most sacred elements of our democracy is the people and the people's voice and freedom of speech and the freedom of the press, and if we don't have these, we don't have a democracy. So we need to fight for these things.
So the front of this billboard is getting a lot of attention where the image of Donald Trump is, but there's also a backside to this billboard. Can you tell us about that and what your message was there?
So I knew that the front side was very negative and very stark and dark, so I wanted something on the back that was a positive call to action, a positive message for people, so that they knew that it's not all lost. There is hope. And to me, the hope is that all of these people who feel that they might be in a minority group, or whether they be a woman or transgender or of a different skin tone or disabled. And that's why it's in sign language. In sign language, it spells unity, and it's a call for people to come together of all races and all kinds and all creeds to stand up to this bully and not to let him push us around.
Karen Fiorito is the artist behind the anti-Trump and the unity billboards on Grand Avenue. Karen, thanks for coming on the show this morning.
Thank you for having me.